With our lives being pulled in so many directions, it can be hard to focus on the most important thing, your well-being. Welcome to Are You Real Fit, where we educate you through personal experience, certified training, and coachings that show you how being healthy, biologically and spiritually, is an achievable journey. Now, welcome your host, running coach and certified personal trainer, Casey Fuller.
Hey, Roar Nation, Casey Fuller here. I am the host of the new Are You Real Fit show that launched in January. And as most of you guys know, we have 5 shows now, and these shows are to help inspire and equip others to fulfill their purpose. So be sure to check out all the other shows that we have going on. We have an Are You Real Business, Are You Real Success, and Are You Real Purpose with John Fuller, who will be out tomorrow. And then we also have Are You Real Linked and Are You Real Government. So you don't want to miss any of the Are You Real shows that we have weekly. And today we're going to focus on some of our fitness tips and ideas that we have been talking about throughout the month of February. And today I'm excited to introduce to you my guest. His name is Freeborn Mondello, Dr. Freeborn Mondello. And I'm going to read a little bit of his bio to you so you can know a little bit about him and who he is. So Freeborn grew up in Southwest New Mexico. He was a champion mountain biker, wrestler, and has competed in tons of different types of competitions, Ironman, marathons, ultra marathons, CrossFit. He's an all-around athlete. He's had 4 years of physical therapy and 20 years in the health and wellness industry with roles such as coach, personal trainer, wellness director. He has lots of tools and experience to evaluate his clients' goals and concerns to help them for their ideal level of fitness. Freeborn graduated from Regis University with a doctorate and completed the highest level of education on human body functions. And over the next 4 years, he's practiced physical therapy across the country in a variety of settings in locations from Boston, Washington State, and then he is now settled in Golden, Colorado. So Freeborn, does that cover a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, that's a great intro for sure. Thank
okay.
you.
Cool.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. We're excited to have you on. And I'm just going to throw in there, Freeborn is a personal friend of mine, and we actually have known each other forever, it seems like.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I can definitely attest that Freeborn is somebody that, you know, me being a personal trainer myself and having clients that I trust and ask questions and go to if I need anything. But Freeborn, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what motivates you with your business, and also a little bit more about what motivates you to stay healthy and stay fit?
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of touched on the bio, growing up in Southwest New Mexico and Silver City. And like you said, you and I grew up together competing in sports and just moving. And from that early age, I was just always active. I grew up out in the country with a 3-million-acre backyard. So biking, running, wrestling, just competing was part of my life. And I never really thought twice about it. It's kind of what we did in small town America, I guess. And then as I continued to get older and go out into the world and go to college, I continued my sports career. But really, I began to realize that my passion to keep moving, to keep bettering myself, to keep bettering my physical prowess in different events, or just to stay healthy, was a unique thing to me. It wasn't what everybody was doing. And so that passion to be fit, to be healthy, to be better every day is what really has driven me to continue to pursue wellness, physical therapy, personal training, and all these athletic events. And really, you know, I was a personal trainer and I was managing a gym and I was doing all this amazing fitness stuff. And that same passion kind of made me stop in my tracks at some point and say, you know what, I'm sort of limited here and I really want to do more with my clients and I really want to be able to have a bigger impact. And so that's why I decided to go back to school, become a doctor of physical therapy, get this education that allows me to take people not only to high performance levels, but also people who are in pain and who are hurting, and whether they can't get off the couch or whether they're just trying to finish their marathon without being in pain, and take those people to the next level of pain-free performance and living. And so that's the passion that drove me to go back to PT school, and also drives me to start my business, where I really feel like I can make a big impact in the world and with the passion that I have using the tools that I've been trained with.
Yeah, and I really love what you're doing, Free, in your practice. I saw on your website, you talk about being free, so it's kind of a play on words, but being free of painkillers, injections, and surgeries, which really is who you are. You're about being as natural as you possibly can and probably exhausting everything that you can do for somebody before you would go into any of those type of treatments. But can you tell us a little bit about that and about your practice, your mission, and how you're different from the other healthcare models out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you stated there, you know, our real goal, and if you, you know, look at our website, you can see right at the top, we put that we want to inspire and enable motivated people to live active, healthy, and fulfilled lives free of painkillers, injections, surgeries, and doctor's visits. We know absolutely for a fact from studies, from evidence, from people's lives being changed, that you 90% of the surgeries we're performing, and especially in the orthopedic world, are not necessary. We're doing them because that's our American healthcare system. We are dying on painkillers, which are making things worse, not better. We're going in and getting injections. We're just wasting all this time, money, and energy and going the wrong direction, not even making people well. And it's not even being solved in the physical therapy world oftentimes because we're being submitted to this insurance world that is telling us what to do and how many visits to do and how to treat these patients and what we can and can't do. So my mission with my practice was, you know what, if I'm going to be a physical therapist, I'm going to make an impact on people's lives and I'm actually going to make them healthy and better at the highest possible level. So that's what we do. It's one-on-one with a doctor of physical therapy the whole time. We take people who come in who haven't been able to walk for years or who can't get through their running and the doctor said they can't run again because they've got bad knees. All these diagnoses, or my back is bad, I can't lift. And here's the reality. In a few visits, a couple months, whatever time it takes, we are able, with the proper treatment, the proper movement training, the proper screening, we are able to get these people living active, healthy lives without injections, surgeries, painkillers. And that's the simple truth, is that movement will heal the body far more than all these other things. These are absolutely a last resort. And so one of my big missions is to educate, and that's one of the reasons I'm super excited to be on a podcast like this, because people need to know they should start with their physical therapist, and if they're not getting the results they want there, maybe they need to find a better physical therapist. But we should all be moving, and we should all be out of pain, and that really most of the time should not include painkillers or surgeries or all these other physician's visits. And if your doctor has told you that you can't run or you have a bad back or you have bad knees, then you need to find a different doctor, find a good physical therapist, and get help. And so that's the space we're trying to stand in as a company, as Run Free Physical Therapy.
Yeah, I think that's so good because so many people, I think, like you said, you know, they go to their doctor, they get this diagnosis and it's pain forever and surgery after surgery. And a lot of times, you know, year after year, they're faced with the same problem and they really never truly get well. So I really love what you're doing because it sounds like you're really changing the life of your patient by focusing on ways that they can improve their overall health and wellness, and it's a sustainable lifestyle for them. It's not something that they have to get hooked on pain pills or have another surgery, and it just repeats the cycle over and over. So I really like what you're doing there. I also saw that you're doing something that is called dry needling. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so functional dry needling is this really amazing treatment technique. We discovered it probably in the physical therapy world. It started about 10 years ago. And today, especially in the sports side of physical therapy, it's pretty mainstream, but it's not that mainstream for your typical client who's just in pain or maybe your everyday weekend warrior athlete. So what we know about functional is I'm able to take these acupuncture type needles. So they look like an acupuncture needle, but don't confuse these two. They're not the same thing. An acupuncturist will use an Eastern medicine philosophy, and I'm going to take it in a very Western functional approach by inserting those needles into certain dysfunctional areas in your body, right into the muscles. somewhat like a deep tissue massage into this dysfunctional areas. But by inserting these needles, we're able to create this, what we call a neuromuscular reset. And it really is like resetting the software of your system. So what we know about the human body and function and pain is the reality is it is all coming from signals in your brain. So if you are in pain or you're not moving well, even if you're not in pain, but you're just like, I can't squat low and so I can't get stronger, I can't move how I want to, it's because the brain has put signals out and saying, ooh, that's bad, that's a warning, we don't want to go there. And in order to overcome that, it's not as easy as telling the clients, oh, the pain is in your head or you can't move because you need to get over it. We need to retrain the brain. And so these needles are ultimately able to create a remap system and create this amazing neuromuscular reset. And with 20 minutes of needling, I'm able to get you off the table and you're immediately in less pain. You can move better. And you're even stronger in certain muscle groups because we, for lack of a better way of putting it, we really wake muscles up and suddenly they're able to activate muscles that weren't working before. And so with dry needling, I use that as a tool. It's not the solution because I don't want you to depend on me and come back and get needles. But it is an amazing solution that enables me to then teach you how to move well and teach you to move into ways that your body was not able to move before. So I use that as a tool, and it's really cutting edge, state of the art. Like I said, I've taken it to the next level because I want to be able to make the greatest impact I can. And so I'm a certified dry needling instructor, travel all over the country with a company called Kineticore, and we teach other therapists and even physicians. My last class, we had a cardiothoracic surgeon and an everyday primary care physician both taking our class because this had such a big impact on their lives that they wanted to learn more about it and see if there was a way they could incorporate it into their everyday. It's really an amazing tool. And people come see me because I do that. But the reality is, like I said, getting better long-term is all about movement. So I use it as a stepping stone. But it's pretty neat because we're not injecting anything. There's no side effects. There's no long-term negatives at all to it. So it's a really effective strategy to get people moving better and performing better. Our high-level athletes are using it on a daily basis. Your NFL teams are doing it before and after practice every day. It's really cutting-edge, state-of-the-art stuff.
Wow, it sounds like it. I think I need to come see you.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, what I really like about that, too, that you're taking what you believe in and what you've seen that has is really, in your words, outside of the box from the norm of, you know, what the normal healthcare system is doing. And you're taking that and you're training other people to start incorporating some of the things that you're using that you've been successful in doing. And I think that that's going to be a key to seeing maybe the healthcare kind of start turning in a different direction. So I think that's really neat.
Yeah, I really hope so. I mean, I really hope we can start to transform this healthcare model that we have. And honestly, it's got to start with us in the healthcare profession, but it's also needs to start with consumers becoming more educated. You know, if you go to your doctor and your back hurts and he says, okay, go to the surgeon, and your surgeon says, okay, we need surgery. And if you just keep accepting these statements and diagnoses is because you've grown up and been trained to believe that doctors know everything, then that's feeding into this broken system we've got. And it's the same thing if you go to your physical therapist. If you go see a PT and they leave you on a treatment table and then teach you exercises lying on your side with a TheraBand, but your goal is to get up and walk or run or play with your kids, and that's the level of treatment you've gotten, then they failed you because that is not a functional treatment model. That's not a model that's going to get you. Maybe if you're really in severe pain, you need to start there. But the reality is you need to find people that are supporting your goal. And if they never even asked you what your goal is, if they just said, oh, you have knee pain, we're going to treat your knee, you need to go find someone else, whether it's your surgeon or your PT or your chiropractor or anybody. So it comes with the consumers asking questions and being empowered. And I mean, that's another one of our statements is that we really want to empower the clients to take control of their own health.
Mm-hmm. That's so good because I think that a lot of times as the patient, and I deal with clients as well, And some of them have been through physical therapy and some of them need to go through physical therapy. But a lot of them have had that experience that you're talking about. You know, they've gone in and, oh, it didn't really do much for me, so I just quit going. And they still have that pain and they have to try to live with that pain or take medicine to kind of numb the pain. And I think what you're talking about is really a neat thing for them because it's a lifestyle. It's not a quick fix, so to speak, where you just numb it with, you know, a pill, a pain pill or whatever, but it is a process is what I hear you saying. And if you have the right physical therapist, they can help you down that path to have some normalcy and really be able to function and live a healthy life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct. And I mean, that's, you know, you're working as a personal trainer and you could speak to this or answer this question, but I bet you don't hear from physical therapists very much. I bet you, that's not a strong line of communication with chiropractors and PTs. And it should be because that is the model. I mean, my clinic is inside of a gym. And that's why, because the goal is to make people fit and healthy. And there should be a transition period, but it should be a clear, obvious. I train, I mean, my 90-year-old ladies that I work with are doing squats and deadlifts because they should be.
Yeah.
And then when they go see a personal trainer, there shouldn't be a transition other than you're keeping them accountable and continuing to progress that. But they shouldn't go from I'm lying on the table doing clamshells because I can't get up. And now you want me to do a squat. I mean, that should be a smooth, it should look very much similar. But when pain starts to end, it should go to the personal training and that just continue progressing. And we just haven't done well with that model. I think it's getting stronger and stronger, especially in bigger cities where there's more people and competition to really be the best. But I know you go back to Silver City, you can't find any healthcare people.
True, that's true.
That model.
And I totally agree with you. You know, I feel the same way with my patients, you know, mine are clients, but I have had elderly ladies and one in particular comes to mind because she came to me, you know, really weak arthritis. And it was kind of like you said, we just slowly built up to the point where she was stronger than some, you know, 20-year-olds that I saw lifting in the gym. But it was a process to get her there. But we worked very slowly and carefully. But at the same time, it's not that they can't do it. It's just that process of getting them there and working with them. And she was came back and told me she's able to carry her groceries in now. She's not as winded, you know, so age really, it's not as big of a factor, I think, sometimes as people perceive it to be, because I've had people come to me, well, I'm 75 years old. Well, that's great. You're 75 years young, in my opinion, because, you know, we all have the ability to get stronger and healthier if we can go through the right process to get there.
Yeah, I mean, that's great to hear you're doing that. You know, we know that aging and being in pain, we in America, we consider that part of the aging experience, being in pain and getting weaker. But the reality is aging and being in pain and getting weaker is a disease process. Aging is not a disease process. Aging is a natural experience. And there's no reason that you need to get, I mean, you're going to get somewhat weaker, but really you can maintain a super high level of functional strength. We've got 80-year-olds finishing Ironmans, 90-year-olds running marathons. And even along those same lines, we see in like third world countries where they still squat to use the bathroom and don't have toilets, arthritis doesn't even exist. There's no such thing as arthritic knees, arthritic hips, because they're going through full ranges of motion and staying strong. And to me, I mean, that's a transformative human experience that I don't care if you're not an athlete. If you just want to live everyday life and be the best human you can be the best mother, father, grandparent, kid, Christian, whatever your goal is, you need to feel good. And we're just making excuses. And there's no reason we need to feel like we're in pain all the time or limited by age or anything else.
That's so good. So I'm interested to hear, Free, we know you're a physical therapist, you're a doctor, and you're doing amazing things in that arena. But then you brought up inside of that, you have your gym and you're, you know, using that as well to help people reach fitness goals. Tell me just a little bit about that and what you do on that side of your business.
Yeah, so I just opened my practice a year ago, and the real model I wanted, and my dream model long-term is to create a wellness community and a wellness center. And I'm in Golden, Colorado. Real estate's expensive. Everything's really expensive. So what I started to do when I started to come up with the idea and figure out how to get my practice started was look for gyms that had space where I could create my practice inside of the gym. And so that's what I did. I found the CrossFit gym, which is a really amazing model because they've got a lot of open space. So I've got my office and then I've got free rein to this huge open space gym where they have classes off and on. And so I don't own the gym. I use the gym with all my clients and we do lots of similar stuff. CrossFit's a whole nother conversation we won't get into too much right now, but the cool part is I'm able to transition. So I bring my clients in and we get them to start moving. And like I said, I probably have not had a client that I don't teach them how to squat and deadlift. And so we take them downstairs and we take them into the gym and teach them these movements. And then the goal being that they really transfer from me into whether it's personal training or their own independent training program in a gym style environment. So I can, you know, if they're not going to come back to the gym, then I love kettlebells. So I'll tell them to go buy these 3 kettlebells and we've got a few movements they can do or whatever the case may be. But everybody needs to have a movement practice that includes full ranges of motion and strengthening. And so that's the goal with everybody I see. And that's what happens. And that's why I'm tied into the gym. And that's why I want to be a part of gyms. And I think the society we live in, we can't function and stay healthy without training. It's just not reality.
For sure.
We sit too much. We eat too bad. There's a lack of nutrition. There's so many things working against us. So we need a gym environment or a weight training environment. We need to get stronger. And so that's really what I train my clients to do. And I also train the trainers at the gym to realize like, okay, that client's in pain and moving poorly. Send them to me, but I'm going to send them right back to you because we're going to get them out of pain and make sure there's no unsafe injuries and then keep doing what you're doing because the training and the strengthening, that's the solution.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm tied into that model. So
that gets me excited because, you know, I'm all about the weight room and for many, many reasons. And that being a lot of the reasons that you're mentioning here. And I even see trainers who really aren't educated in the weight room the way that they should be. And a lot of times what I see them doing is a lot of movements and things that they're helpful, but they're not going to be a lifestyle. And so I really try to, one of the first things I do, and of course there's all different types of training, but I like to take my clients and say, okay, I know this weight room feels big and it feels intimidating, but let's get you in here and get you to the point to where you walk in here and you know what you're doing and why you're doing it and kind of branch out from there because I think the basics are always really important. So I think it's really good that you're doing that and working with trainers and educating in that area as well, because I think that's really a needed thing in the industry as well.
Yeah, I think so. And it's fun to see trainers that care about their clients. And, you know, me being a presence there, it's really easy. I mean, we've got one trainer / coach in particular that she just is constantly asking me questions. But what a cool person and resource she has been for her clients, because she can feed off all of my knowledge. And ultimately, it ends up looking the same. And sometimes it's just reinforcing, you know what, yeah, that person can squat, just make sure they do it well and move well and guide them through this process. So yeah, it's pretty neat. And it's good to hear. I mean, it's great to hear that's what you're doing still. Being strong is, I mean, we are so weak in our society. Being strong will solve a lot of our functional problems. So if you just take your clients and get them stronger, I mean, you are doing more than 90% of the healthcare people out there and physicians out there and making people live better, healthier, more pain-free lives.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, I'll tell you this too. It's been a few years ago that I saw you, but you showed me some different hip flexor exercises because I have had some hip stuff from being a hurdler and competing and doing that stuff. And I've done those probably about every day to every other day since I saw you, and my hips are stronger and I don't have the issues that I was having before. And I also teach these to my clients, and especially women, because most women have hip issues, and I train and incorporate them in most of my training sessions as well, because they're so helpful.
Love it. That's so cool.
Yeah. And that's just one, you know, what was that? 10 minutes.
Right.
So, yeah. So beyond all of that, Free, you're also what I would call a mega athlete because you've competed in so many different types of competitions in different arenas. I know that, you know, knowing you, you were a state champion wrestler in high school. You had a wrestling scholarship. You were national champion biker, correct?
Correct.
So you're just an all-around athlete. Then you got into running. And I mean, you even trained me for my first half marathon, and I averaged out it. I think it was 7:40 a mile for my first half, which I'm a sprinter. So for me, that was pretty good. And that was just from you giving me some tips and doing some training with me. And I really enjoyed that experience. But tell me a little bit about you competing, and are you training for anything? What are you kind of doing nowadays?
Yeah. So it's like you said, it's been an endless journey of competitions for me. It's what kind of gets me up in the morning and gets me going physically. And I think that's important too with my clients. And I'm sure the same with your clients, is making sure they find their why, because if they don't have a why to train or to get stronger or to move, then they're not going to succeed. And it's the same for me. So as much as I love physical activity, I am human just like the rest of you, and I can get lazy and just kind of skip out. So the racing and the training is kind of what drives me, and I just love to compete and to push myself and to see if they're is a limit. I don't think there is to what can be done. And so right now, you know, I've done Ironman the last few years. That's been my big focus. So I've got a few goals right now. One of them is to do another Ironman. I kind of make that a yearly thing, and just to continue to improve and get faster. That's anywhere from a 12 to 17 hour race for most of us average folks. And so I'm just trying to improve that and drop that time down. And then I've got a few things on my bucket list. I've run a couple of ultra marathons on the trails. I really want to do a 100 miler. I don't know if that's going to come this season or not. We're still kind of developing a summer racing plan. My fiance and I are trying to figure out where we want to go with that. But I love the challenge of the ultra distances and really getting beyond your physical and getting into the really mental challenge of getting through
yeah.
it. So, and then one of my goals that I haven't yet accomplished that's really on the top of my bucket list is to run a Boston qualifying marathon and go run the Boston Marathon. So I was able to, you know, like you had great success. I actually trained my fiance and she qualified. But for me, I've got to run a 3:05, which is about 7-minute miles for a full marathon. And I haven't gotten there yet. So that's one of the things driving me that I'm super excited about and going to give it a go this summer. I'm not sure if I'm quite there, but it's going to be one of the goals for my marathon racing this summer, is to see if I can get fast enough to stick to that 7-minute pace for 26 miles.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's great. So, for our listeners, can you tell us what your biggest challenge or obstacle is as far as trying to reach those goals and kind of juggle everything that you have going on? And how do you overcome and push forward even when it's difficult? I know you said that you're human like everybody else. And what does that look like for you?
Yeah, that's a perfect question, because that becomes the ultimate reality for me and for my clients. And it's time is the biggest challenge right now. You know, I've got a practice I've started. I'm teaching. I'm trying to train. I recently got engaged, so we're trying to plan a wedding. I mean, there's just a lot going on in my life, just like there is in every one of your guys' lives. And so for me, you know, how do I do that? I have to prioritize. I'm a morning person, so typically I get a good workout in the morning. I've found, especially over the years as I've gotten a bit older, if I put it off until the afternoon or say, I'm going to do these other things and then I'm going to train at 4 or 5 or whatever the case may be, it's a lot harder to stick to that plan. So making it a priority, like I said earlier, finding your why. So if I'm going to train for a marathon or an Ironman, then I have to set that goal up. I really believe in, you know, I coach runners too, triathletes, and do a lot of coaching. And I really don't coach anyone unless they've committed to a race and signed up. And so I think committing to a goal makes all the difference in the world, because then you've got that motivation and then making a plan. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, that may be getting a coach or getting a trainer or going to see the PT so they can get healthy and pursue it. So I really think that's important for people to do that. For me, it's a matter of taking a break and resetting when I get frustrated, when I get off track, and saying, what do I really want to be doing? And remembering that as much as I want to run my business and help other people, for me to feel good, I can't do that unless I'm feeling good and accomplishing my goals. So I have to prioritize that and commit to something and then just work towards it with consistency. And consistency will pay off more than true hard work. I mean, 20 minutes a day will pay off more than 3 hours twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think it's interesting because there's always a theme here. I feel like when I talk to people who are, you know, really passionate about staying healthy and making that a priority, I mean, everybody has obstacles that they have to overcome, but it really always boils down to having a goal, being consistent and committed, and really having self-discipline to follow through even on those days when you feel tired or you don't think you have the energy, or like you said, you know, getting up early and just doing it because that's the only time you know for sure that you're going to get it in. And I think that that's really great advice, because a lot of times I think that people follow people on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all these places, and they say, oh, you know, that person looks great and it's easy for them. And the truth is that it's not easy for any of us. We all have to make that same commitment. And I think, like you said, staying accountable. So if you have a client who wants to go forward and really commit to something, then you know that you have somebody who's willing to do what it takes to get to that next level. And so it really makes it worth your time to take that client on and to help them, because you know that they're already committed. And so they have what it takes to kind of take those steps to reach that goal.
Yeah. And you know, something else I found interesting is some people just need, you know, that hand holding guidance or accountability of a trainer or a coach or whatever. I mean, I think it helps everybody, but some people need it just to be healthy and to get going. And the reality is, I hear all the time the excuse, the money excuse, and I just can't afford it. But we can afford what we prioritize in this mm-hmm. day and age. You know, people went out and stood in line to pay $1,000 for a new iPhone that still talks and texts and takes pictures. You've got cable TV, you go to Starbucks. You know, there's lots of things you're doing. So it is. It's a matter of figuring out what's important to you and making it a priority. And if you need to pay a trainer or a coach or whatever the case may be, then you need to do that, because some of us need more push and guidance than others. You know, like I know you personally and myself, we would just train endlessly regardless of what else was going on around mm-hmm. us. But that's not true for everybody. And so I really encourage those people to seek out help and not feel like that's a weakness. That's just the area that you're going to have to invest financially in as well to get to achieve your goals.
Yeah, that's so true. And one of the things I like to tell my clients is if you don't invest in yourself now, you're going to pay for it later. And that's essentially what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Free, do you have a favorite scripture or an inspirational quote or a saying that has kind of guided you throughout your life or throughout the season that you're in, and what is it and why?
Yeah, you know, you sent me this question ahead of time, and I thought about what's the most appropriate or useful thing to share here. And I guess scripturally, there's something that is ups, downs, all around. Psalm 46:10 just says, "Be still and know that I am God." And to me, that summarizes everything. Mm-hmm. If you just sit down and think about that, that answers it all, right? If we believe that, then everything changes. If you don't believe that, then you've got to go to a different spot and start over. But so to me, that's the greatest single statement that you can just sit and think on and believe, and that can transform your life. So from that perspective, I think that's a really cool thing to keep at the forefront of your mind. And then I did want to share a quote along a kind of different path, just because we're talking so much about movement and exercise and fitness. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys that's real big in the PT world who's really helped me a lot, and Greg Cook, and he says this really simple statement that says, first move well, then move often. And to me, that's huge, because you're hearing about me doing all these races and all this movement and stuff, but I have not been really injured in years. So I've completed marathons and ultra marathons and Ironmans without injury. And I believe that's because placing a priority on how you move and then adding fitness to it will really transform your exercise and fitness and wellness experience. So being real about where you're at and then progressing from there versus just jumping in and deciding you can get all the way there on your own without help or without solving some issues that you've got in your hips or your ankles or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, that's really good. So Free, can you give us, for our listeners, give us one piece of advice, something that, you know, you would maybe offer up to help them in the area of fitness or some of the stuff we've been talking about with physical therapy? And then tell us where we can find a little bit more out about you if we want to. I know that you also do online training and some different things like that. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So easy to find me, runfreept.com. And all my handles are at runfreept, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Trying to post more. I'm not super awesome, but you can totally reach out to me on any of those forums. Runfreept.com's got my email address and other information on there. Reach out with questions. I always respond. Like you said, I do consulting. I do online coaching. I'm even getting into distance telehealth. So if you're in pain and can't find a good provider, reach out to me. We'll call it a wellness visit and get you the help you need. As far as parting words and one piece of advice, here's the reality. We do not move enough in our society, and we need to learn how to move better and really pursue that. So everybody, I believe, needs some sort of daily movement practice. And so my advice is create that movement practice. And that can start with something as simple as a 20-minute daily walk. There's nothing more transformative in the physical experience than walking. Or it could be going to the gym, or it could be playing with some kettlebells at home, like I said. But we need to develop a movement practice. If you don't have one, reach out to me. Let's work together. Let's create one. But you've got to have a movement practice. And even if you're a high-level athlete, if you're a runner and all you do is run, you're actually probably not going to be the healthiest person in the room, because that is not a movement practice. We need something that includes squatting and jumping and pulling and pushing and full functional movement practice. So really the advice is get moving, get started, and then reach out for help if you need it or when you need it.
That's great advice. Well, Free, I want to thank you for coming on today and for all your expertise. Thanks everybody for listening. My name is Casey Fuller. And if you want to get to know me more or anything, Are You Real? Be sure to check out the About Me page on areyoureal.org. And don't forget, we've got 5 shows every week coming at you live. And we have them on all different topics. So be sure to reach out to our hosts and check those out on iTunes or wherever it is that you get your podcast from. And I want to remind you guys, just remember to set your goals, say your prayers, and work hard. Love you guys.
Now that we've given you more ways to live the healthy lifestyle you were created to live, the next step is to reach out to us for links to online training videos, show notes, guest information, and more on areyoureal.org. We appreciate your time and look forward to helping you continue your journey towards a happy, healthier life here on Are You Real Fit?